I'm wondering what you do on a Thursday morning. I'm wondering if you are keen to get your body moving. I'm wondering if that would actually look like being inside a basketball stadium. Because if it is, my next guest has a fantastic opportunity for you. Courtney Burke is joining us from Geelong United Basketball as program coordinator. And Courtney, you've got a great program that you're running down at the stadium. Yep. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What's it called?
The program's called Be All In. It's a program for women and gender diverse individuals.
So we know, you know, basketball is a fantastic sport to get people moving.
Yeah.
It's a great team sport. But what is Be All In? Why have you running this program in particular?
So this program is kind of been put in place so that women can participate in the sport without certain barriers holding them back. Sometimes women find it hard to jump back in after, you know, having babies and being a stay-at-home mum for so long and that sort of a thing. And there's a lot of different barriers such as body image and that sort of a thing that really hold them back. So Be All In has sort of been put in place. It's a free program. It's really accessible. It's also coached by females. And, yeah, it's just making a comfortable environment for them to participate without that competitive edge.
So if I was to turn up,
yep.
Are the teams sorted? Like, you know, am I part of the, you know, the grey team or the red team or the blue team? Or do you sort out the teams on the day?
So there's no team play necessarily. It's very skill-based. So it's all about skill development. So it's about learning how to shoot the ball properly, how to, you know, play in a defensive stance, what a layup even looks like. Because some people don't even know. Some of these people are just beginning to play basketball
okay.
and looking to, you know, try something new. So it's about being friendly to all different types of players, whether they've played before and they're looking to get back into it, or beginners. So it's completely skill based. There's no competitive edge to it at all.
I do like a bit of competition though. Do you play king or something to finish off?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But like, we don't have much team play going on.
Yeah.
We are just, it's more of a beginner ground to kind of get people into it. We do have another program, which is our social ladies program, that's played on a Wednesday, and they get a little bit more competitive.
I'm sure there's elbows out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, the Be All In is definitely more of like that sort of introductory program to get people back into it and that sort of a thing.
So if I come along and we're part of the Be All In
yep.
program, is that a nice segue to some social basketball?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because it's getting you more active. It's just a quick workout in the morning. It's about an hour long, and it's a great way to make friends and that sort of a thing in the community as well. And then those skills that you learn at Be All In, you can apply to playing at Social Women's.
I'm liking that a lot. Okay, awesome. You know, Opals, watch out. Here we all come.
Yeah.
You laugh really big then.
I know.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so you, what you're saying is you don't need to be the best basketballer.
Yeah.
Is it also good for someone maybe who played basketball in school? Maybe they did a bit of, you know, primary school, domestic sort of basketball,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, I'd like to, but I just don't like the confidence to actually sign up with a team.
Yeah.
Is it sort of that bridging program as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a couple of women like that who have done the program, and they've said, oh, it's just been a great segue into getting in, because we do a proper warm-up and everything like that, and it's proper skill development. Like, we're doing a good training session. So, yeah, it's definitely a great segue.
I love it. Tell us about the coaches that are involved.
So I was coaching it last term. Now I've got Zoe coaching at the moment. She is in that similar boat where she's been a stay-at-home mum and she's just getting back into the workforce. So coaching has been a great segue for her. She also joins in on the Social Ladies program. She coaches that as well, but she also likes to join in. And that's been great for her, and she really enjoys it. And she loves promoting those programs because she thinks it's great for that demographic.
Are you able, if we're, you know, targeting women maybe who are at home with children,
mm-hmm.
can you bring your children, or do you need to have them independently cared for?
Yeah, no, you can bring your children. I know last term I had a lady who brought her daughter, and we let her join in as well, and she kind of joined in the warm-up. She had her little size 5 basketball, and she was trying everything, and, you know, she didn't make the ring, but she'd shoot it, and I'd just catch it and throw it in for her, and she'd
okay.
be like, yeah, that's amazing. So, yeah, definitely. And then for our new program that we're launching next term, Mighty Mums, that will have a designated play area for parents as well, so that, you know, their kids can play while they train and that sort of a thing. So it's definitely a safe space. Bring your kids, bring everyone. Yeah.
Love it. Okay, so let's talk about Mighty Mums. You said next term.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's February.
Yeah.
Term one.
Yep.
Okay. So the idea is, how is Mighty Mums going to be different from Be All In?
Yeah, so Be All In is in partnership with Basketball Victoria, so that's one key difference. But this one is definitely targeted. Obviously, all women can participate, but this one's definitely targeted at those mums who are struggling to get back into things. They might be new mums, and this will have a designated play area and that sort of a thing. We're also looking at getting T-shirts made as well. So that
say Mighty Mums?
Yeah, so that, you know, they don't have to worry about what they're going to wear to training in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, they can just put on the Mighty Mums T-shirt. Everyone's wearing the same thing and everyone's comfortable.
I like that. So Be All In is running right now. Mm-hmm. It's running on Thursday mornings.
Yeah.
Is it too late to start?
No, absolutely not. Definitely come down.
But won't everyone else already know what a layup is and I won't know?
Oh, no. We break it down every week.
Okay.
And there's a new, like, every session changes. We might do a different skill. It's really, like, really what the participants are feeling and what they want to know. It's really participant-based and participant-led. So we will kind of gauge where they're at and what they are wanting to learn and that sort of thing, and we'll go off that and we'll plan our sessions around that.
Is Be All In something that will continue next year as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. And we're looking to grow that even more so that we don't have just one session a week, so that we have multiple throughout the week. So,
why is it important for Geelong United Basketball to support women to get into or back into basketball?
I think it's really important, especially we have our WNBL program. Everybody knows that, and that's really huge for us as an association. And I think it's really important if we have, like, this high-level female program, we need to be supporting women across the whole association and not just those high-level athletes. It needs to be a safe space where women are included everywhere.
Hallelujah. Bring that on. That's fantastic, Courtney. And talking about the WNBL team that you've got, how many weeks into the season are they now?
So we're at round, I think we're at round four now, okay. If I remember correctly.
So, and how has the community been embracing the new team?
Oh, yeah, really well. I think the girls are always, like, active in the community. I had some girls at my holiday camps. They're going to be at some trainings in the coming weeks. So I think, you know, they're active in the community. Everybody responds well to that. And we have definitely had a good turnout at some of the games. So that's been really good.
Right. Has there been a lot of Geelong, the old defence, a bit of Geelong in the crowd?
Yes, I think so. I think it's definitely getting to that stage. So, it's been really good.
Fantastic. So if someone's listening or they're keen to be part of the Be All In program, do they need to ring up ahead of time and book in? What's the process?
No, so we do have a registration portal online, and that's on PlayHQ. However, we're kind of happy for you to just show up, and then if we need to, we can just show you how to register and that sort of a thing. Like, there's no pressure around that at all. Definitely feel free to send us an email at admin@geelongunitedbasketball.com.au. And if you have any questions about the program or anything like that, we'll be able to help you out.
Right. So, or you can just give a call.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us a call as well. For either sure. Or.
If you stay on the line and dial two, is it dial two? You get you? That's what I did. I dialed two for programs and I got caught.
Yeah, there you go.
That's exactly right. Okay, so you can. There's what you're trying to do is reduce all the barriers. So
yes.
There's no cost involved.
No.
There's no, like, cut-off time that you had to be registered by.
No.
You can rock up.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What time is it on tomorrow, on Thursdays?
10:30 to 11:30 at Beyond Bank Stadium.
And that is down at Crows Road?
Yes.
Crows Road?
Yes, 20 yeah. Crows Road, Belmont.
20 Crows Road, Belmont, just on the Barwon Heads Road.
Yeah, there you
yes, go. Yes, yes, behind all the timber yards and all those places in there.
Yep.
Between you and me, do you ever get sick of the sound of basketballs being bounced in the stadium when you're trying to do some work in the office?
My pet peeve is when they get bounced in the foyer. I full-heartedly believe basketballs belong on a court. When people bounce them in the foyer, it drives me crazy.
That's right. You're forever going out there, who's bouncing that ball?
Literally.
I love it. I've been to lots of basketball stadiums and there's lots of signs up that say, do not bounce the ball in the foyer.
Yes.
It's very hard, though, when you have little people who are excited.
Oh, absolutely. I get it. I get it.
You do. We've been speaking with Courtney Burke, who is a program coordinator at Geelong United Basketball. Be All In is the program we've been speaking about today, Thursday mornings. But Mighty Mums, watch out for that. Mm-hmm. Happening term one. Anything else happening term one we need to know about?
Wheelchair basketball is definitely on the rise. So we'll have two new junior programs for wheelchair basketball players. So we'll have our Abilities Hoops, which will be a beginner wheelchair basketball program, and then Momentum Hoops, which will be a bit of a segue between the two, between the competition and the junior program, which will kind of be a skill development program as well. So that's exciting.
So watch this space. That's next year?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks, Courtney, for coming in. Thanks for being a good sport.
No worries.
And I love the Be All In. It sounds like something we can all get behind.
Yes, absolutely.
Get on in. Thanks so much, Courtney.
Thank you.